Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Hancock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive to left field. Hancock throws towards the plate. Kearney fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kearney. Lemon moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page takes first base on ball four. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox fires to first and picks off Page. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Trammell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Trammell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hancock. Leach reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Page hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kearney takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Davis reaches second base with a double. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Kelvin Moore pinch runs for Dan Meyer. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kelvin Moore now playing first base. Howard Johnson pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Steve McCaddy now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Howard Johnson now playing third base. Tom Brookins now playing shortstop. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Page strikes out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ricky Henderson now playing left field. Davy Lopez now playing second base. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kearney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Leach strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Herndon moves to second. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Johnny Grubb. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is one for one in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moore scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaddy covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.